Grow Great, the podcast, episode 312. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here. The website is growgreat.com. Today, knights spent around the table. If you were King Arthur, you would have knights to gather around the round table, but you're not a king, much less King Arthur, and you don't have knights. But you do spend nights around the table, likely fretting about decisions, trying to figure out what to do and what to do next, searching for the best answers to your perplexing questions. We've all got those. We've all been there, done that. Leadership is hard. It taxes the mind, the body, and the spirit. And all good leaders, all effective leaders pay a price, but most do so happily. Well, I'd like to think so. I also would like to think that most do it with compassion and grace. Now, I know that that's just flat out not true. I know that there are way too many leaders that do not act with compassion and grace, but I'm hoping that you do. I'm guessing that you probably do because you're a subscriber to this podcast. Early morning starts, late night stops, sleepless nights, these are common to business owners and business leaders. You spend nights around a table. Now, maybe that's a kitchen table in your home. Maybe it's your desk at work. Maybe it's a desk at home. Maybe it's a conference table at the office. Today, I don't want you to focus on lamenting all the decisions that you face. Instead, I want you to focus on the resources at your disposal. I want you to think of the assets that should be present at the table with you. Leadership is lonely. Mostly, in my opinion, unnecessarily so. I get it. The buck has to stop somewhere, so tag, you're it. But that doesn't mean that you go it alone. It means that you alone bear the responsibility of the decision, and it means that you ought to be willing. In fact, I would go so far as to tell you, you really should be anxious to own whatever outcomes are produced, especially failures. Best to give credit to others when things go well. Necessary to take the blame when they don't. Meanwhile, the table represents the process of decision making. The nights represent the exhaustive time that we spend wrestling with the process of making the decisions. Now, I've only got one message for today's show, really, and that message is very simply this: do not go it alone. There are compelling reasons for this. And chief among them is just, I just hate to bust your bubble, but you're not that good. Nobody is. So first of all, accept the limitations. Accept the limitations of any one person, and that includes you. Every CEO, every business owner bears one major responsibility: to make decisions about the deployment of resources. What we do as CEOs and business owners is we decide where investments in people, in capital, in time, and whatever other resources we have, we make decisions on where we're going to deploy those for the forward progress of the organizations. And yeah, sometimes we get it right, sometimes we get it wrong. That burden alone, that burden of deploying those resources, is enough to create insomnia for a lifetime. But it's a burden that nobody should feel obligated to accept all alone. Businesses aren't democracies. We don't sit around and take a vote and everybody gets a vote. But, you know, even monarchies have trusted advisors, just as King Arthur had his knights who gathered with him around their table. It begins with you knowing yourself and your role and knowing that well. Self-awareness, it's paramount. All you have to do is read a little bit of history. You don't have to read a lot of history. Just read a little bit of history about kings and presidents and people in power. History has shown us countless foolish leaders who prized their own thoughts, their own opinions, their own insights and experiences above all others. It's just super easy to see in the lives of others. Much more difficult for us to see it in our own lives. We tend to think more highly of ourselves than we should. So I'm asking you, be humble and look deeply in the mirror. Yeah, yeah. Value your opinion. Value your insights. Value your experience. Value your intuition. Value your knowledge, but not at the expense of thinking that your business success hinges solely on all of that. Because it's just a foolish strategy. It's a foolish strategy even if you're a solopreneur. Recognize your brilliance, but recognize even more fully your limitations. Next, multiple viewpoints provide improved perspective. You know, when you sit alone struggling to find just the right answer, you limit yourself to your perspective. Your biases, your opinions alone determine the answers that you're going to consider. It's super rare. I'm not sure it's even possible, but if it is possible, it's rare. The person who can embrace thoughts that are not his own while sitting alone. Like I said, I'm not even sure it's possible. It certainly isn't practical. When we're wrestling with an important decision, there is no danger in having differing viewpoints and opinions and insights. So don't be threatened by opposing viewpoints. Instead, I would encourage you to relish these. Search them out. Surround yourself with people who are brave enough to express them freely, full well knowing that these are different opinions than maybe the ones that you hold. That's a great gift. Vigorous debate, passionate viewpoints, these will result in decisions that are much more likely going to serve the organization for success. And it will result in an elevated performance-based culture, too. Well, next, decisions. Better decisions are made with more involvement. It's about improved decisions. That's what this whole thing is about. If your focus is on anything else, then you're just pursuing vanity. You're not pursuing greater business success. Maybe you're pursuing credit. Maybe you're pursuing some accolade. But if you're pursuing greater business success, then you are in pursuit of better decisions. And as you deploy resources, your wisdom is going to be demonstrated in putting as much power behind improved decisions as you possibly can. That's why you're gathering other people around you. All for one and one for all. I'm told it's the traditional motto of Switzerland, but you and I both know it from the story of the Three Musketeers, one for all and all for one. It's a great high-performing culture battle cry for your company. You really ought to embrace it. And there's fun. There's fun in working together. And I know that that's just, it's anathema to a lot of companies. I mean, dare we even speak of things like love and fun? Sure, I think we should. I think we must. If you're going to grow great as a leader, you should show your team the way. Show your team how. When the knights saw the demeanor and the behavior and the integrity of King Arthur, they were determined more than ever to fight for him and fight for any cause that he was behind. Your team will embrace the fight with higher zeal, with greater vigor, when you make key members part of the process. Figuring it out should be a team effort. It's a team sport. You lead the way. Relying on those whose insights and opinions and knowledge and experience can contribute to help make the knights around the table profitable, there's your goal. There's your task. Who can I assemble around me that can help with this particular decision? Certainly, as the guy or gal flying at a higher altitude, you have an awareness and you have insights that may not even be possible for other people, but that doesn't mean that they can't sit at the table with you and bring value. They can. They will. You just need to let them. You just need to invite them. You're likely going to spend considerable time around a table. You likely already have. And more likely than not, you're going to have some late nights sitting around that table too. There's just no point in sitting there alone. Gather other people around you. Employ them to join in the fight. And then together you can prepare for greater success and you can have a whole lot more fun doing it. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. Hang in there and let's start a great week. We are barreling into Labor Day weekend. So this is the last week of August. So let's make the most of it. We got to close the month out strong. And Lord willing, I'll see you in a couple of days.